Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today, we are covering something a little different. It is not a court case the taxpayer won. It is not a favorable code section or a helpful Treasury regulation. It is an internal IRS document, and it is a warning. But it is also an endorsement. And understanding both sides of it will help you appreciate what makes a cost segregation study defensible. The document is called Chief Counsel Advice 1999-21045. It was issued in April of 1999 by the IRS Office of Chief Counsel. Chief Counsel Advice documents are internal IRS legal analysis. They are not precedential, meaning the IRS is not legally bound to apply them the same way in every case, but they show how the IRS thinks, and that matters when an auditor sits down to examine your return. Here is what this CCI says. First, the good news. The IRS endorses cost segregation studies. The document cites the Hospital Corporation of America case, which we cover in a separate episode, and confirms that a study allocating construction costs to Section 1245 personal property is a legitimate approach. So the IRS is not saying cost segregation is wrong. It is saying it is an accepted method. But here is the warning. The document goes on to say that an accurate cost segregation study may not rest on non-contemporaneous records, reconstructed data, or unsupported taxpayer estimates. Let me unpack what that means. Non-contemporaneous records are records that were created after the fact, not at the time the construction or acquisition happened. If a study was prepared years after a building was completed, using rough estimates of what things might have cost back then, rather than the actual cost records from the original construction, that study is built on weak ground. The IRS is telling you it will not accept that approach. Reconstructed data is similar. If original cost records no longer exist and someone tries to recreate them from memory or from secondary sources, the IRS is skeptical. Reconstruction introduces uncertainty. And uncertainty is a problem when you are claiming specific depreciation deductions on specific components. Unsupported taxpayer estimates are the most obvious category. If the study says the specialty wiring was worth a certain amount, that number needs to come from a real source, a contract, an invoice, an engineer-certified cost breakdown. A taxpayer's guess is not enough. So what does a defensible study look like? It starts with the original cost records. Construction contract signed before the project began. Architect and engineer drawings. American Institute of Architects payment applications, which break down costs by category. Subcontractor bids and invoices. Change orders. These are the records created at the time the building was built. They tie specific costs to specific components with real numbers from real documents. For an acquisition, the closing statement, the appraisal, and any seller-provided cost breakdown serve a similar purpose. When a study is built on those original records, and an engineer has physically inspected the property and matched the records to the actual components, the allocation is credible. The IRS can look at the study, look at the underlying documents, and see where every number came from. When a study is built on guesses or after-the-fact reconstruction, the IRS can look at the same study and immediately identify the weakness. CCA 1999-21045 is what the auditor reaches for when that happens. This is why the documentation standard matters not just in theory but in practice. The benefit of a cost segregation study can be substantial, and those benefits are fully supported when the study is prepared correctly, but a weak study can be challenged, adjusted, or disallowed. The tax savings disappear, and penalties and interest may follow. The bottom line is this. Chief Counsel Advice 1999-21045 confirms that cost segregation studies are a valid and accepted method. It also confirms that the IRS expects contemporaneous records. A study we prepare at My Cost Segregation is built on your actual cost records, your engineer's site inspection, and a methodology that holds up when the IRS looks at it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how documentation standards apply to your study, take a look at the authority library in your report.